Episode 2290, Are the Kids Disrupting Your Marriage?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for a splendid weekend. It is Relationship Builders, and you know what? I just want love to be in the air. However, I know sometimes the kids get in the way. So my question for you is, are the kids disrupting your marriage? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, marriage has enough stress all by itself, but adding the kids takes it to a whole other level. Are the kids disrupting your marriage? Because I really want you to think about this. I know I have, for a really big reason. I have 5 children. I was pregnant or nursing for 10 years. Do you not think that the kids didn't have some influence on our marriage? You better believe they had some influence in, around, on the whole ball of wax, especially because of how our family was structured at the very beginning. Now, understand this. I just want you all to be honest about where you are in your marriage. That's where this conversation is coming from. Because you're going to get people who will say, oh my gosh, I'm 100% committed to my spouse. There's nothing else. He or she comes first. That's my priority. And then you have the flip side that says, oh, no, 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 the kids need me. I'm all in until they fly the coop and they're gone. It's all about them. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I really honestly can see both sides. I get it. I've been on both sides because you know what? Yes, I had all of them as little itty bitties. And then I also had them to where some were in college and some were still in middle school. And then I had them where now they're having their own family. And I still have some in traditional high school right now. And then we have some in college too. So we've got the whole ball of wax. And it's one of those things where we don't really think about it until we stop to think about it. And so today I'm asking you to stop and think about it. Because your relationship is the foundation to the health of your family. It doesn't matter if you only have 2 dogs and 2 cats and you have mom and dad, that's it. Those are your fur babies. I know that's what everybody calls them. So if you see it as that, your relationship with each other are the most important thing. That doesn't mean, though, that the kids are any less than. And I think that's where we begin to try to really make this definitive statement that says, well, my kids are really my priority. Yeah, I get that. Mine are too. But my husband is also my priority. And it's one of those things where you have to figure out at what point does your spouse stand as number one in your life, just under God. Now, that's my opinion. And then the children fall to that. But we get so hung up on almost the nitty-gritty of, well, gosh, if I say my spouse is more important, then I'm really like tossing my kids to the side. No, you're not. Your relationship came first before your children did, most likely. Even if you got a divorce and you remarried again, however many times, or you had children before you got married, doesn't matter. You're together now with someone and you're building a relationship with them. And together you're raising children. Your relationship has to be strong or the family unit is not going to be. And that's what's happening today. It's just one area. And so I really, really want us to think about how can we kid-proof our marriages? Well, you got to prioritize your spouse, of course. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Prioritize your spouse. Yes, like I said already, your children matter. My five babies, gorgeous, beautiful, handsome, love them to death. But my spouse still is my priority. Now, does that mean that I don't fix him dinner because my spouse needs something else? Yes, my spouse is an adult and can take care of themselves, okay? That's an argument that is ridiculous. But what you need to look at is you're looking at the overall communication and working together as one unit, right? The I becomes we. And that's where we begin to fall because we're always in it for ourselves. And then we're like, oh, wait, now I'm only in it for my children. You're not even in it for yourself. You're just sitting here saying it's all about my kids. And sometimes we even say it's all about the dogs or it's all about my job. You've got to start looking at who you're sleeping next to. Your spouse matters, so prioritize your spouse. If you want your family to be strong and be able to handle the chaos that comes with life, you got to make your spouse a priority. So there's three ways I want to encourage you to do that. Number one, schedule time together. Put it on the calendar. Now, yes, the pandemic gave a lot of us the opportunity to spend more time together, but you know what was so crazy? Is a lot of people didn't know how to spend more time together. They were freaking out. Like, oh my gosh, I'm around my spouse more than I have ever been around my spouse, and I really need him to go to work. This is crazy. Maybe you felt that way. Now things are getting a little bit different. Certain jobs are opening up. People are going back physically to work. And then there are some that are saying, no, I'm going to stay home now. And now you're having to rework everything. Regardless of where you are in all of your daily comings and goings, you've got to schedule time together. Put it on the calendar. I know this because my husband's schedule, I have no control over. He doesn't even have hardly control over his own schedule. There's like three or four different groups that handle his schedule. And then he has his career that takes care of the rest. And then, well, sometimes I feel like we're just leftovers. I mean, I'm being honest here. But I knew that coming into the relationship. I knew that was a sacrifice that I was making when I said I do to my husband. And so it's very important to the two of us to schedule time together. It may be just going to bed at the same time every night. Am I perfect at that? Oh no, I fail all the time. And if I know I'm going to be up late, then sometimes I'll go in, he'll get ready for bed, I'll go and snuggle for a little bit, he'll fall asleep, and then I get back up and I do another 2 or 3 hours worth of work in the house. Whether I'm working on writing or if I'm writing an episode or maybe I'm doing some stuff for AIM, whatever it is, I sometimes have more work, but that doesn't mean that I don't go and make him a priority. But you got to schedule time together because otherwise, 1 day leads to 2 days, leads to 1 week, leads to, you know, it just keeps going. And next thing you know, you're like, who am I sleeping next to? And maybe you're stuck there now. Because I don't know if you realize, but change is a constant in our life. And we as human beings are constantly changing. And when people all of a sudden come to me and say, well, Christiane, you know what? I've just fallen out of love. No, you haven't. Or they'll use the term, I've grown apart. They're seeing it because they don't know their spouse anymore. And they're like, I don't know what to do because they haven't made their spouse a priority. And so all they know are these phrases, I've fallen out of love, or I've grown apart, or we have nothing else in common. Well, are you doing any of it to try to have things that are in common? Just because 3 years, 10 years, 18 years, 25 years go by doesn't mean that you don't have anything in common anymore. Interests do change. Hobbies come and go. All the more reason why to spend time together. And it doesn't have to be like a full week at a time. I'm talking about little things here and there. When my husband comes home late at night from work, he may not get in until after 9 o'clock. I may have already fed everybody. Usually that's what happens. We sometimes will wait. If it's like an 8 o'clock, we'll have a later dinner. That's just how we roll. I'm not one who has dinner ready at 4:30 or 5 o'clock. That doesn't work in our household, never has. But that's our household. For your household, it may be perfect that you can sit down and have dinner at 5:30. That's awesome. Again, this is just to get you thinking. It's not about a right or wrong. Your family unit, your marriage unit, it's going to be different as to how it intertwines together. But you can take these basics and apply them to your marriage. So schedule time together. So when he comes home late, 9, sometimes 10 o'clock, he may want something to eat or just like a little snack. It depends. Sometimes he'll eat at work. And I'll see what he wants. And then I'll just sit with him. At the table, I've already eaten, but I've got stuff going on. Sometimes we don't talk, but guess what? We're present for each other. It's not a lot, but he knows I'm there for him. And same as reverse, I know he's there for me. So schedule time together. Number 2, date weekly. Even if it's to watch your favorite show. We DVR some of our shows and we don't watch them most of the time until the weekend because the weekdays are just a little bit crazy. Schedules are always weird and it's usually easier to grab something. And sometimes it's in the middle of the day if we don't have anything. We've even, now I know this is going to be crazy and you're probably going to laugh. We've even taken naps together. And no, not those kind of naps, wink, wink. I'm talking about literally, I'm tired, he's tired. It's a Sunday afternoon. I said, let's just lay down. And we just lay down. We talk a little bit. Next thing you know, we're both out like a light. That's okay. We enjoyed our time together. It's a weird date, I know, but we spent time together. And some people say, well, that's not really spending time together. That's not dating. Well, it is when you're chatting for 20 minutes or so before you fall asleep. But it's what works for you. Again, there's no right or wrong. But you have to make your spouse a priority. Otherwise, life is just going to run you over. And so will the kids. And I promise you, they will disrupt your marriage. I know. I had 5. And they were, oh my goodness, very nicely, I guess, spaced apart. Maybe not, some would say. Have 5 kids under the age of 8. It was crazy. Homeschooling, moving. We would move every year for 5 years straight. I mean, seriously? I had the moving company on speed dial. I almost knew them like my best friend because I talked to them so often. But through all of that, I always prioritized my spouse. But did I do it right all the time? No, I didn't. Because there were times that the kids needed me more than he did. And I'm here to tell you that if you do not make your spouse a priority, your marriage will suffer for it. Ours almost did. It could have very easily ended in a divorce. But we chose to fight for each other. Schedule time together, date weekly, and finally, number three, which I believe this one is so important, speak life over your spouse. And what I mean by that is encourage your spouse, have compassion for your spouse, pray over your spouse, and really let them know how much you care. And it's not just about speaking the words, it could be writing the words. So write them down. Leave them a card. Write something on the bathroom mirror. I love those kind of bathroom love notes. It's awesome. But it's important that you speak life over your spouse, because if your spouse does not feel loved by you, I'm going to tell you this, and it's going to be a hard truth. They will find someone else to love them. That's just bare basic facts when it comes to relationships. I don't care what the age is. I don't care if you've been married for 1 year. I don't care if you've been dating for 20 years and you're not married yet. You could be married for 45 years. And I'm telling you that if you do not prioritize your spouse and speak life over them and be a part of their life, they will find someone else. That's just all there is to it. And I know no one wants to talk about it, but we have a responsibility to our spouse. And we can very easily give a lot, but we also take a lot too. So I want you to look at your marriage today, and I want you to be very, very honest with where you are. Again, this is not about right or wrong. This is about looking at your marriage with open eyes, saying, am I doing what I need to do to really grow deeper in my marriage with my spouse? Are we building a foundation, or are we just living in the cracks and the crevices of life? Because you know how hard that is? It's not easy. And eventually, you fall through. You've got to have a strong foundation, and having a strong foundation takes work and being consistent at it. When you were dating, it didn't matter if you lived down the hall from your then boyfriend, girlfriend, or if you were states away from each other. You made time to see each other. Now, understand this. There are going to be seasons that it just is crazy. And you're not going to get in all the time that you want, okay? We have those seasons, understand that, but they are seasons. If you give birth to a newborn, it's okay. That newborn needs you. And your spouse, I pray, is going to support you in that. But what it takes is that when it's not those specific seasons, and it's the everyday living life, kind of having fun, but dealing with the bills and just what comes your way, and, you know, having to fix the car and having to take the kids to activities and going to church and being in the community, volunteering, when you're getting into that regular livelihood, having your job, your spouse has got to know that they're number one. And are you doing that in your marriage? It's important to make them feel like they're number one. Your words and actions matter. I can't stress this enough. And with everything that's going on in this world, it's got to start at the relationship and the foundation of the family, and the foundation of the family is mom and dad. What does that look like? How does it work? Really analyze where you need to work more on. Maybe you've got the scheduling time together. I'm on the calendar. We got this. Maybe you do date weekly. You probably do it better than we do. Maybe you go out to eat. My husband was off, 2 days ago. And it was strange, but he just took a day off. He's like, I just want to take a day off. I need a break. And I'm like, okay. So he took a day off. It was wonderful. Having him midweek at home, I'm like, okay, this is different. But we actually went out to lunch at a restaurant. It was fabulous. I can't remember the last time we did that. I mean, seriously, well over a year, especially just the two of us. Because usually we bring one of the children, if not more than just one, with us. But it's important for us to have that time just to get away. We don't have to have, you know, heavy conversations just because we go to lunch together or go to dinner together, but we can enjoy our time together. And that's important. And we're not doing enough of that. And I'm not saying you have to go spend lots of money. Yes, it'd be great if you can take a 2-week trip somewhere together, just the two of you. Nice tropical islands, wonderful. However, it's not about the money, right? It's about the relationship. You can do it at home as much as you can do it in another state or another country. So begin to really look at your marriage and say, what can I do to build a strong foundation? Because every day matters. And that every day leads you to create your now. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, and your miles of greatness influences what? Your family, your spouse. It influences the community that you interact with, your church, the world you touch. It has a huge, huge ripple effect. So don't just kind of throw this to the side. Really begin to look at it and say, what can I do? How can I serve? How can I prioritize my spouse? And in return, it's a discussion you can have together as a couple. How can we prioritize each other, hun? What does that look like? I want to be that better wife. I want to be that better husband. Have those harder conversations. It may feel a little weird, but you're doing life together. And isn't life a little weird? So why not make your relationship awesome? Go out today. Love on your sweetheart. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.